The CBO, which is the nonpartisan budget cruncher, number cruncher here in town, says growth very weak, the deficit very high, $1 trillion for a fourth year in a row. And this is a bit of a red flag. Unemployment next year after the election, the CBO sees unemployment drifting up over 9% again. So this is a kind of record that President Obama will have to defend as he campaigns.
One of the things that I've been noticing in these unemployment numbers is that the private sector jobs numbers have improved quite a bit over the last few months, but the layoffs are coming in the public sector. Lots of governments trying to match their budgets.
Absolutely right. The reduction in government jobs, the squeezing of the federal government, squeezing and losing jobs, many of them teachers and the state and local level, and some firefighters as well, is taking a real cut out of the numbers. But if they can get, they say they want to get not just 100, they'd like 200,000 new jobs in the private sector every single month for an extended period of time to really turn this around. President Obama continues to say that the economy got so bad so fast when he took office that it's going to take a long time to bring things back.
Such a big drag on the economy has been the housing market and people getting into bad mortgages. And the president is going to ask for some help.
Well, he is. He talked a little bit about this in the State of the Union address. He's actually going to go out to a fairly affluent community in suburban Virginia and repeat that he wants to allow millions of homeowners who have private mortgages and they're underwater. The mortgage now is worth more than their house is, but they haven't been able to refinance, to let them refinance through government agencies like the Federal Housing Agency, and they could get a lower interest rate, reduce their monthly payments. This is only good for people who are still keeping up with those very, very difficult home mortgage payments every month. This does not help if you're already just kind of giving up and unable to pay.
Now, can that just be done at the president's stroke of a pen?
It cannot, because it costs billions of dollars. And what Congress is objecting to so far is the pay-for. It's the way the president would put a big fee on big banks to bring in several billion dollars to pay for this, because the federal government would then be the one actually handling the refinancing of these loans. And so far, while Congress says it wants to help homeowners who are, you know, playing by the rules and who want to renegotiate their private mortgages, they don't believe that hitting banks with a big fee is the way to do it.